WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood boundary enthusiast, back with another dose of wisdom to help you navigate this crazy thing called life. And today, we're diving deep into something absolutely crucial. Self-awareness. You know, that superpower that lets you understand your own needs, feelings, and triggers. The stuff that forms the foundation for healthy boundaries. Ever feel like a pinball in an arcade, bouncing from one demand to another? That might just be a sign you need to level up your self-awareness game. Because let's face it, life throws curveballs left and right. We've got work deadlines, social obligations, family drama. It can feel like everyone else is asking for a piece of you. But when we don't understand our own needs and limits, we end up saying, yes, to things that drain us, leaving us feeling burnt out and resentful. Not fun, right? So how do we cultivate this self-awareness magic? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. Firstly, pay attention to your body. It's like your own personal alarm system. When you feel that tightness in your chest, the butterflies in your stomach, or a sudden wave of fatigue, those are signals. Your body is telling you something isn't quite right. Tune into these subtle cues and ask yourself, what am I feeling? Why am I feeling this way? Secondly, explore your values. What truly matters to you? Is it creativity, authenticity, connection, or perhaps adventure? Understanding your core values helps you make decisions that align with what's important, setting clear boundaries around what you choose to invest your time and energy in. You know that feeling when you compromise something you value deeply, it leaves a sour taste, right? Thirdly, identify your triggers. We all have them. Certain words, situations, or even people can push our buttons and send us into overload. Recognizing these triggers allows you to anticipate potential conflicts and develop strategies for managing them effectively. It's like having an early warning system for your emotional well-being. Fourthly, practice self-reflection. Take time each day to journal, meditate, or simply sit quietly and reflect on your experiences. What went well? What could have gone better? Asking these questions helps you gain clarity about your needs and desires, paving the way for healthier boundaries. Think of it like a mental spa treatment. Nourishing your inner world for greater peace and self-understanding. And finally, communicate assertively. Once you're clear on your needs and limits, communicate them with confidence and respect. Saying, no, doesn't have to be a confrontation, it can be a powerful way of protecting your energy and well-being. Remember, your voice matters. Let me tell you a quick story about this. A friend of mine used to say, yes, to everything, invitations, favors, last-minute projects, you name it. She was always on the go, juggling multiple commitments while feeling increasingly overwhelmed. One day, she realized that she had lost sight of her own needs and passions. That's when she started practicing self-awareness by paying attention to how different activities made her feel. She discovered that she felt most fulfilled when she was creating art, so she started saying no to things that didn't align with that value. Slowly but surely, she regained control over her schedule and energy, allowing herself to focus on what truly mattered. And that's the beauty of self-awareness. It empowers you to make choices that support your well-being and create a life that feels authentically yours. So remember, listen to your body, understand your values, identify your triggers, reflect on your experiences, and communicate assertively. By cultivating self-awareness, you're not just setting boundaries, you're investing in yourself and creating a life filled with more joy, purpose, and peace. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these insights. Let's spread the love of healthy boundaries. And remember, I'm always here cheering you on. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.